podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Emily has a story about being a Good Samaritan. Oh, wait a minute. Were you a Good Samaritan or did you think about being a Good Samaritan?
Well, yes and no.
Because I know some people who say as long as you think about doing the good thing, then that makes you a good person.
Well, you tell me, all right? I will let you tell me if I am good or not, which is the worst decision I've made all day. So Friday night we go out. And as we're walking up to the restaurant, gentleman caller was walking a few feet ahead of me. And he was like, oh, is this serious? What's going on? And there was a couple in the parking lot ahead of us. The guy was in the car. The woman was kind of hanging on to like the door, you know, the driver's like the window.
From the outside?
Yeah, from the outside.
Starting bad already.
I know. And they were obviously intoxicated in a pretty nasty fight. And she says, no, you can't go. I need my purse. So he throws her purse out of the car.
Oh my gosh.
Shoves her down and he drives off. And I didn't see any of this. Gentleman caller did. So he runs up to help her. A few other guys come out of the restaurant to, you know, to say, oh, we just saw this. You know, is this woman okay? And so I say, what do you need? Are you okay? She says, can someone just please give me a ride home? I live just 3 blocks from here, but I've had surgery on my back. I can't walk. And about 3 of the other men who were there in the parking lot that ran out, one guy was even like, oh, I've only got 2 seats in my car. You know, I can't.
I'm out.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, it's you and her, you jerk. Like, really? Like 2 seats, 1, 2. So I say, you know, I was like, get in our car. We're going to give you a ride home. And so I'm a little scared and I'm protective because it's a woman and she got, you know, knocked down. But I didn't see anything. There's a smashed iPhone on the ground there. And she starts just pouring out. She's a little tipsy whipsy. She starts telling me about how it's her husband and she loves him and they're trying to work things out. But she found out that he has a girlfriend and just all of this just dramatic, horrible stuff. So we drive her home and I'm just and we drop her off. And I'm like, look, if you feel unsafe, call the cops, you know, just take care of yourself. Be good to yourself. And then as she's walking up and I'm like, do we call the cops? Do we call the cops and do we report this incident? But then I'm thinking, I didn't see it. I don't know the backstory. She actually told me that she smacked him. So maybe she started it. Not that she deserves it, but there was some physical stuff there that I didn't see.
So did you call the police?
In the end, I did not because I didn't feel comfortable because what if something happens and they go to jail and it just like he goes to prison for a little bit or whatever it is. And it makes his life, their situation worse than it already is. And that's what I was struggling with. I'm like, do I protect this woman who obviously is in a bad situation, but I don't know her. Maybe she's just equally to blame. And so that's why I didn't call the cops. We did give her a ride home and we brought her back.
Yeah, I wonder if he'd be an accomplice in this because you drove her home back to her abusive husband.
That's what I was thinking. You know? It's like, aren't you dropping her off at the
Good
lion's
luck.
Den?
But that's what, I mean, that's what she wanted. She needed to be home. That's what she wanted
know,
to like feel. She needed a place to be.
Maybe take her to get a cup of coffee somewhere.
They were both.
Sober her
You
up.
Know, yeah, they were both. I mean, I don't know. I didn't even see
So it's like
the
you were doing the right thing, but in the
but
long
were
run.
You?
But yeah. In the long run, is it the right thing?
Yeah. So, I mean, would
to take
you?
Take somebody back to that.
I wouldn't. I instantly felt like this was some sort of scam, like to get somebody into your car and then say that you did something to them while she was in your car. You know, I feel like I would have been like, let me call you a cab.
Her DNA is in my car.
Yeah. So now you're an accomplice.
But we got, you know, the license plate and everything. And the funny thing is gentleman caller was like, well, yeah, call the cops. And I'm like, I don't know if I feel okay with this. And you guys know I call the cops pretty much every
constantly.
Week.
Constantly.
I got him on speed dial. We're buddies.
They're like, oh, it's Emily again.
So I'm like, well, why
those of you who don't know, Emily calls the police on her neighbors all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Music too loud, call the neighbors. Party, call the cops.
Parking right. on my driveway.
There's right. people oh, driving, boy. People driving bad. Mm-hmm. I saw a dog once. I called the cops. Anyway. So I'm just like, I don't feel comfortable because I don't know enough of the situation. And I don't want to make this couple's life worse and involve the police.
Oh, man.
Sounds pretty bad.
And so then I was
so
like, gentleman caller. I'm like, why don't you call? And he's like, well, no, I'm not gonna. And I'm like, well, then why should I if you don't want to? You know what I mean? So it was just very weird. And I'm still a little icky. Like, I still feel icky about it.
You should probably have called him. Get a third party involved, I think.
I mean,
he shoved her down and drove off.
Yeah, but she apparently was, you know, hitting on him, like punching him earlier in the evening.
I can't believe she broke her iPhone. Those things are expensive.
No, it was his. She took it and apparently she threw it down.
She smashed his iPhone.
Yes. Right.
Call the police for that.
I hope he bought the coverage.
It was an iPhone 4. It's fine.
Okay, never mind then.
But you, so do you see why this is just God?
And you know what makes it bad for you is that this is all happening in the moment. It's not like you can reflect on it an hour later. You've got to make a judgment call right then.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, so am I, am I going to take her back to the scene of the crime? Am I going to take her back into trouble? And B, am I going to call the police and throw that into their lives?
Right.
So now they have a police record
and
on top of it.
And C, you're late for happy hour now.
I know.
Oh, man.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.